Welcome back to Matt from Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Interesting development in the New York governor race. You know, historically, the governors of some of the biggest states are just automatically considered as possibilities for national office, for president or vice president, governor of California, governor of New York, to some extent, Texas, Florida, the big states, Illinois. Well, New York is the grand kahuna. There have been a number of New York governors who have been president of the United States. And there was a competitive primary that just got a lot less competitive. Kathy Hochul, the former lieutenant governor under Andy Cuomo, became acting governor. She's up for election this coming year, and the Democratic primary there is in June. Ours in Wisconsin's in August. Ours in Wisconsin used to be in September, till it was moved to August because somebody pointed out that there's a federal requirement that ballots be mailed to service members overseas within a certain time and a certain time to let them send them back. And therefore, we had to move it till August, and that's terrific. Smaller turnout, I don't like that, but so be it. In any event, New York's is in June. So from now to June isn't much time. Kathy Hochul had a lead over Letitia James. Letitia James is the attorney general. She announced for governor, and she's a fine attorney general. She's the one that is really keeping Trump's feet to the fire, going forward on financial fraud theories against him, and has now demanded that he give a deposition on January 7th. Now, you can bet that he does not want to go to New York and be deposed by Letitia James or her staff. He'll obviously go to court. He'll do this, that. But I think the New York courts are going to be much less likely to let him fool around as some of these federal courts have. However, Letitia James just announced that she's dropping out of the New York governor race. And why is she doing that? Well, the ostensible reason, the reason that she's given, and it's true, you know, you're very busy as lieutenant governor, as attorney general. She's running against the former lieutenant governor. Very, very busy. If you're going to concentrate on the Trump case, that better be all you have on your plate, because he will throw a barrage of lawyers against you and so forth. And also, I think she points out that in a short primary like that, it puts a lot of pressure on doing it. I think the real reason is this. She theoretically is a very good candidate, but the campaign that she was waging was not a strong one. In fact, it was incomprehensible. She didn't go anywhere. I think she went to one event that was more than 15 miles from New York City. And yeah, New York City has most of the votes, but still. Kathy Hochul had outraised her massively. Kathy Hochul had garnered a lot of union endorsements and very much across the line, moderate union endorsements, progressive union endorsements, and a lot of other people. And Kathy Hochul is a darn good governor. She's also endorsed by Emily's List and the Democratic Governors Association, which is rare for the Democratic governors to endorse anybody in a primary other than an incumbent. And yes, she is an incumbent, but kind of, just kind of, she got it because Andy Cuomo stepped down. Well, the poll just came out that showed Kathy Hochul leading Letitia James 36-18. And then Jermaine Williams had 10%, Tom Suozzi, the other guy, had 6%. And I think that Letitia James, especially this, she's only in her first term. And when you try to jump to a higher office after only one term, people don't have a real sense of what you've done, of who you are, of your true level of accomplishment. And hers is substantial. And going after Trump takes a lot of guts, and I'm glad she's doing it. But I think people advised her, look, get a term under your belt, get reelected, and then let's see what happens. And she's young. And also some people were saying, well, you know, you squeezed Cuomo out because you were running. Maybe you should have turned his prosecution or his investigation over to a special prosecutor. And people have said that across the gamut, not just on the right. So for all those reasons, Letitia James has dropped out. I think New York has benefited by having a good attorney general who will get reelected and stick it to Trump. I think Kathy Hochul will easily beat Jermaine Williams and Tom Suozzi. Tom Suozzi is a congressman, I think, from Staten Island. He's a from the New York area. He's a very, very effective guy. But I think in this case, Hochul is just way ahead of him. He's at 6%. She's at 36%. I raise this because this is not just any state. This is New York. And whoever the governor of New York is a big deal. It's important you have a good one. And Kathy Hochul is an excellent one. Okay, we're going on. This time we are going on to Georgia. And this is amazing. You know, I've talked before about how people in the Republican Party suck up to Trump or don't. Virtually all of them suck up to Trump. Few of them are as degraded as somebody like a Lindsey Graham or as a Kapinga here in Wisconsin, who told Trump he wears Trump socks, he wears Trump clothing, and that he is but a bobby pin to what Luke says, Thor's hammer. I've heard sword. Maybe it's Thor's hammer. It's just a played straight. Luke,
it's Thor's hammer. I looked up the press release last week when we had the question.
It's strange.
I know it's strange, but
you go around saying, I'm a bobby pin to another guy and you're a hammer? I mean, who says that?
Weird. I don't know.
Who says that?
He's weird.
Kapinga's weird, right. So Kapinga sucks up. You know, Lindsey Graham sucks up. But the guy that blows me away is this guy, Perdue. Perdue in Georgia. Perdue just lost a Senate race to Jonathan Ossoff and Raphael Warnock are in there. They're both in there, and Perdue lost. He's out of the Senate. Trump helped sink him and elect two Democratic senators because Trump said the election's rigged anyway, don't vote. And Perdue now is running against Brian Kemp, the incumbent governor, in a Republican primary. And here is what Perdue just came out with, because he's supported by Trump. Trump doesn't like Kemp because Kemp certified the election, said that Biden had in fact won it. He said, look, I don't like it, but he won it. And I think Kemp's going to win this primary because people don't like a milquetoast like Perdue. Perdue just came out with a statement. He says, Brian Kemp has turned over Georgia elections to Stacey Abrams. Now, wait a minute. That's false. Not only did Brian Kemp not turn over Georgia elections to Stacey Abrams, he basically defrauded Stacey Abrams by throwing 200,000 people off the voting rolls in Atlanta when she ran against him, Brian Kemp, back the last time when Brian Kemp was Secretary of State. He just benefited himself. That should have been subject to criminal investigation. And Perdue is going even farther to the right, just saying that he turned over the elections to Stacey Abrams. That is doing nothing more than racialize the politics down there. Stacey Abrams is our Democratic candidate. She'll be our Democratic nominee. Stacey Abrams will beat either one of them. Stacey Abrams is better than they are, both of them, smarter than both of them, be a better governor than both of them, just in general. Take race out of it. I'm tired of race getting stuck into this thing all the time by the Republicans. But Perdue comes out with a bizarre statement. It's a suck up to Trump. Trump goes right on. Right on. This is all about demonizing Stacey Abrams, and they figure whoever demonizes them more gets elected. Well, I got news for Perdue. He's toast. Nobody wants a has-been, a broken-down old crow. He ain't going to be governor of Georgia. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.